Welcome guys, the Wrestling Radio by Arnav Chakravarti, and it's me Arnav. This is episode 14 and we are talking about, we are discussing about Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill. This is the second episode of Impact Wrestling in the Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill chronology. So you can just say that last year in 2020 it was also started in Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill, and recently it's again started. You can just say that Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill in 2021 episode, and it was shifted on the Skyway Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. And you can just say that this is a professional wrestling pay-per-view by Impact Wrestling. I don't know, this pay-per-view should telecast definitely on Impact Plus. On live, if you have subscribed to Impact Plus, if you don't know how to subscribe, download Impact Plus on website or each and every pay-per-view on FATV TV or everything, and you watch by purchasing the spice. But you can just say that this pay-per-view was a special pay-per-view because Impact Wrestling has got a partnership with All Elite Wrestling. You can just say that Impact Wrestling was got a partnership with AEW Wrestling. That's why some AEW wrestlers are debuting in Impact Wrestling. And you can just say in a hard to kill pay-per-view, and it should be continued for in Impact Wrestling, because this was absolutely fabulous, and it's a shocking things that if you are signed in an AEW, then how could you come back and how could you fight a match in Impact Wrestling without the cross partnership? It's not possible to come on other pay-per-view for a match. And right now Impact and AEW have got a good partnership, so that it's possible to be come back in the match. Let's talk about some matches. And the stage was held on Nashville, okay, you could just say that. And if I talking about the commentators of the Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill, there is Matt Stryker and D'Lo Brown. We could just say that these both stars, these both commentators are also a former WWE wrestler. And you could just say, if I talking about D'Lo Brown, D'Lo Brown was a former WWF superstar from the Attitude Era. And if I talking about Matt Stryker, he also a wrestler, but he didn't accomplish his wrestling career, so that he transferred to the commentator position because he also ECW wrestler, but he fight in ECW, but he didn't shine his career in the wrestling line, but he can shine his career in the future on, you could just say that he can shine his career on the commentary position. And if you are a good commentator, then you can do whatever you want to do, man. This is absolutely fabulous. Let's talk about, if I talk about the ring announcer, there is a David Penzer, okay. If I talking about referee, there is a Brian Hebner, Brandon Tully, and Halle DeMargine. If I talking about the interviewers, it is Kia Miller. And if I talking about the pre-show panel, it is John Burton, Madison Rain, Scotty Moore. If I talking about the Madison Rain and Scotty Moore, this was also a former TNA wrestler, or you could just say Impact superstar. I don't know Madison Rain what he is doing in pre-show panel. I think he's playing on match or not. Let's see what happens. Let's talk about the first match. You can just say the kickoff show, or you can just see the pre-match. Brian Myers versus Josh Alexander. It's a six singles match. And you can just say Brian Myers defeated Josh Alexander. I can just say Brian Myers. If I talking about the Brian Myers, he is a former WWE superstar. Brian Myers is a superstar named as Curt Hawkins in the WWE, but I can just say that WWE used a false and negativity to Brian Myers. So you can just say Curt Hawkins. And after I saw the Impact Wrestling, his matches, he got so much guts. He got his guts back and he proved to win that match. And finally, I can just say that if Brian Myers came to All Elite Wrestling, then I could just say about that Brian Myers can shine his career, because this is the most devastating things, that if you came on WWE to earn respect, to earn your career, to be a superstar, you can just say a WWE superstar, then you should be a strongest competitor, just like Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, just like that. You should have to impress the superstars. Yeah, you have a guts to impress the superstars, but it's not just enough. It's not just enough. Why? Because if you are not implementing the right way, then you can't do that. You failed. That's why. But I don't know, there is something, a criticism like that. I can just say that WWE has got so much criticism that superstars were getting worried, and after the contract expires, the superstars are not resigning and they are not returning, because I don't know, there are the payment issues, or they didn't want to continue a match, just like John Moxley quit the WWE. I don't know, but I don't know. You could just say there are so many reports are coming to with this. Then John Moxley will be coming to WWE again. It's not a truth. If John Moxley will return to WWE, then it will become a Dean Ambrose like that. But I don't know what's happening with this. And you could just say this is a shocking thing, that AEW was also a great partnership with New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's why if if John Moxley debut on AEW, then after the match, John Moxley also came on New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he earned it an IWGP championship. And because I can just say that he got an IWGP Intercontinental Championship like that. But John Moxley beat so many wrestlers like Hiroshi Takahashi and like that, Tatsuya Naito and like that. There are some Japanese wrestlers, and he proved that John Moxley was the greatest wrestler ever. And he also came on Impact Wrestling on TNA on the 20s. On the 20s like that. Okay, so next, see, Decay. Rosemary and Crazy Steve defeated Tenille Dashwood and Caleb with AK. This is an intergender tag team match. You can just say it's the easiest word. This is intergender tag team match, or you can just say in new words, this is the mixed match. Mixed tag team match. Yes, you can just say the mixed man. Mixed tag team match. So I just love to see the mixed match. And if I'm talking about Crazy Steve, he's also a future wrestler. And Crazy Steve and Rosemary were reunited. And there's something the missing about the Monster Abyss, because Monster Abyss was also a part of the Decay. But you can just say that Monster Abyss were now in a WWE as a creator position, because as a producer or creator position, he signed his contract. But I don't know, will the Monster Abyss debut in a WWE match or not, because there are something, a lot of consequences, there's something a lot of questions in the mind. And you could just say that, will Monster Abyss come on WWE on NXT or a Monday Night Raw or a Royal Rumble debut, just like AJ Styles did, or a SmackDown like that? But I can just say it's depend upon his career whether he should come back or not. There's some wrestlers like Sanjay Dutt, he didn't appear on WWE, but he is now in a WWE contract. He signed contract under the same role, is a producer's role or a creator's role like that. You just say that I am waiting for these matches like Sanjay Dutt and Monster Abyss he should depend upon the WWE. And I was waiting for Kenny Omega. If he come back on WWE, if he debut on WWE as an NXT match, I think it's a good thing. And there are some New Japan pro wrestlers such as Zack Sabre Jr. from England. I can just say if he came on WWE as a cruiserweight division like that. Okay, let's see, talk about the third match. Violent by Design. Eric Young, Diener, and Joy Turing defeated Cousin Jake, Rhino, and Tommy Dreamer. It's an old school rules 6-man tag team match. If we're talking about the old school rules 6-man tag team match, then I can just say that Rhino and Tommy Dreamer was also a hardcore wrestler. You can't ignore the two wrestlers. I don't know who is Jake, but I can just say Cousin Jake, he's a good wrestler, but he will shine in career. Each and every wrestler can make a superstar, be a superstar as a brand, as a collaborations of the tag team match, as a big fan, as a big booty like that, blah blah blah. Means that what you are talking about. The main perspective is, I think he's a great man. And if I talking about the Eric Young was also a great man. He shined his career in Impact Wrestling and he shined his career in NXT, but he debuted on WWE Monday Night Raw. He got flopped because this is the most disappointing things, because I don't like this. I didn't want to see these wrestlers came in WWE and be as a loser. I want to see coming in WWE and be as a winner and be just like he, Samoa Joe and Bobby Roode exists. You can just say the replacement of the Bobby Roode is Robert Roode. You can just say just as the ring name changes. It doesn't matter. You are Impact. You are superstar. What you are talking about it? Okay. Let's see. And if I talking about Rhino and Tommy Dreamer, they still deserves a hardcore match. There's because these two wrestlers born to fight for their ladders, tables, chairs. Because these wrestlers deserves a hardcore match. But WWE didn't implementing the hardcore match into a long time this because they made it separated. That's why I think that's the reason why WWE removed a hardcore division. But I could just say that WWE should concentrate about that what fans needed. If you listen to the fans, just forget about the business. If you listen to the fans for one time, what fans want, I could just say that fans want a hardcore match. Fans want a old wrestler match. I could just say that the legends match, that he was returned just like Goldberg did. But I could just say that respect is very important for each and every wrestler like that. Well, the great thing is good things you could say about that. The main perspective, everything. Okay, let's see. Fire and Flower. Kara Hogan and Tasha Steelz defeated Havoc and Neva. This match was a tournament final tag team match for the revived Impact Knockouts Tag Team Championship. You can just say that these are good things. Okay. Because if I'm talking about the Fire and Flower and Havoc and Neva, these both Diva was also good diva. It doesn't depend upon what you will say that it's a good things, but this Diva were fighting for the Knockouts Championship. But I can just say it's a good thing. Okay. The fifth match, and it was a shocking match. Matt Cardona defeated Ace Austin with Madman Fulton by disqualification. What? This is a singles match, but it's a disqualification match.
It is said that Madman Fulton attacked. I think they said that I can in my mind I saw that Madman Fulton and Ace Austin were continuously attacking Matt Cardona. Oh my god, this is an absolutely disaster like that. Matt Cardona is an AEW wrestler, former signed in AEW. He debuted on Impact Wrestling and I think he also signed on Impact Wrestling and AEW Wrestling both. This is the main thing. This is so much interesting. What do you are waiting? What do you have been waiting for? The main perspective is I like Matt Cardona. But you can just say that Matt Cardona is also a WWE wrestler named as Zack Ryder. And he says that he loves, because I can just say that Matt Cardona was also a WWE superstar named Zack Ryder, and he lives in WWE for so many years. For you could just say 5 or 10, 6 or 7 years he spent in WWE. I don't know why WWE, you can just say about that. I don't know why WWE fired Matt Cardona, because I can just say only one reason, that there are so many superstars that are fired in WWE because due to the coronavirus cases, due to the COVID-19 cases. It's absolutely shocking way that if your contract expires, then you will be fired like this, like fuss, like that. Fuzzy boy. It's the main thing, but it doesn't mean that. And let's see in the sixth match, Manic defeated Chris Bay and Rohit Raju. If I could just say that Rohit Raju is a triple threat match for the Impact X Division Championship. I saw so many matches in Impact X Division Championship. Everybody loves to see the match of X Division Championship. If I'm talking about the X Division Championship, it was a ladder match for the X Division Championship for fighting their most legendary superstars such as Karango, Samoa Joe, Christian Cage, I can just say Sting, Matt Morgan, and other so many superstars, so many WWE superstars. The debut when Impact Wrestling and Shiny's career, you can just say AJ Styles also, Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, Dudley Boys. They fight for this something in the X Division Championship. But there a one wrestler, the name is, you can just say, Amazing Red. He win the X Division Championship by the early 2004 or 2005 like that. I can just still remember. But Samoa Joe is an Impact wrestler, but he is still dependent on, he is a good wrestler. And I can just say Samoa Joe shine his career on WWE. And he won only WWE United States Championship. But it was something a big disaster that he got an opportunity on WWE Championship, but he didn't win. I can just say, if we compare to the WWE superstars, he should implement the right position. And it's not implementing the right position. That's why you should concentrate, you should clarify it, and you should investigate like that, and what's going on that, these things like that. And if I talking about the Manic, he is also a former superstar named as TJ Parkins or TJ in a cruiserweight division. And I saw the Rohit Raju, he doesn't impressing any kind of a superstars like that. He is also an Indian wrestler, Rohit Raju. But the main disadvantage is that some Indian wrestlers have made a career successful. So the name there is the Great Khali, Mahabali Sheera, and Jinder Mahal. And in future, some Indian wrestlers will debut on WWE, and they are trying to dominate the WWE because they are concentrating only the matches. They're concentrating the storylines. They're concentrating the, you could just say, some elements that are not available on PG era, but some elements that are openly for 14 era. It's a main thing, you can just say. Okay, let's see the 7 match. Deonna Purrazzo defeated Taya Valkyrie by submission. Singles match for the Impact Knockouts Championship. This, if I'm talking about the Knockouts Championship, this is a Women's Championship. I can just say Knockout Championship is a good thing. I don't know that Taya Valkyrie, the wife of John Morrison, she is still here on Impact Wrestling. I don't know, her husband was in WWE, and why his wife never debuted on WWE, but she deserves it. Came on the stage and show a performance, you will get so much ratings. No fucking body can show you because I'm talking about some explicit content like that, but this content is not a fully explicit. But I could just say that it's a good thing. And Deonna Purrazzo, congratulations, you beat Taya Valkyrie by submission. And this is an Knockouts Championship. And the main match is the Karate Man defeated Ethan Page via murder. I can just say that this match was a truly dangerous match. Nobody could say that. You can just say Ethan Page. And if you are thinking about it's a, if you're thinking about it's, he is a former superstar like that, but you are wrong, because you're thinking that in wrestling it will be really dead, but this fire murder feature, murder feature, you can just say that this murder is a fake murder. And it was absolutely shocking that the Karate Man stretches Ethan Page's heart. I can just say it's a duplicate heart. This is a fake. And you could just say, if you are thinking it's a real, then his death was natural. And he would be banned from WWE. Sorry. And he would be banned from Impact Wrestling so many years. You could just say he transferred into the jail because you're trying to murder the WWE superstars or Impact superstars. Why I'm talking about the WWE? Because I'm totally addicted with WWE now. I'm addicted only wrestling, but it doesn't depend about what your brands belong to. It's a WWE or it's an Impact Wrestling, or it's an AEW, or it's a Triple H Lucha Libre, or it's an MLW, or it's a ROH, or it's a NJPW, or it's so many matches. Okay, this is a main thing. I could love it. Hey, the Karate Man is a dangerous wrestler like that. And the next match is Eddie Edwards versus Sami Callihan. But you can just say, what? Karate Man is an Ethan Page? What? I can just say that this is a VFX style in a clone position. I can't believe it. One wrestler facing two using another avatar like that.
Your face was totally completely in a matching position. Were you guys thinking what I am talking about? The face was matching, but how it would be possible? And if I could just say that it's completely possible for everyone. And like that, if you have a good brain that nobody can stop you. And if you have a bad brain, then everybody can stop you. That's the main perspective of the lifetime career. Like that, if you are a greatest stressor of all time, then you should put a regular basis. And if you are injured, then it doesn't care. You'll get the right money, and if you got the money from the business related techniques, then I could just say about that. Good man, good things happens. And if I talking about the Eddie Edwards and Sammy Callahan, this storyline was absolutely awesome. Eddie Edwards' girlfriend was in the jail. You could just say it's a locked up. And after that, Sammy Callahan and Ken Shamrock came to help Sammy Callahan and beat Eddie Edwards. But the thing is, Sammy Callahan was also a biggest wrestler in the wrestling industry. He is also a former WWE superstar, but he never shined in WWE. But I don't know, will he come in the future and things like that, and let's see what happens. The next match, Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers, Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson with Don Callis defeated Ray Swan, Chris Sabin and Moose. If I'm talking about the match, the most changing things like that, where is Alex Shelley? And I could just say Alex Shelley was supposed to be here, but I think he got some injury from the storyline that Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers continuously attacking those tag team wrestlers such as Ray Swan, Chris Sabin, and Moose. Sorry. It's not a Moose, but I could just say that Alex Shelley. Yes. Alex Shelley, surprisingly, he debuted on WWE and NXT, and he started a tag team match with Kushida, like that. And if I'm talking about Kenny Omega, he's the first or second and Impact Wrestling debut, and he came on AEW World Heavyweight Championship. And you could just say Moose also an Impact Championship. And I was completely awesome that Kenny Omega and Moose was fighting each other. Because you can just say Alex Shelley replacement is Moose. And if I'm talking about the Moose was also a greatest wrestler ever on Impact Wrestling. And he proved so many times like that. I saw the Moose versus EC3 storyline. Nobody can say that. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I love it. Okay, it's an hour, and I could just say if I give the Impact Wrestling the ratings, I could give us four out of five stars, because 5 out of 5 stars is extreme, because some things I didn't like that. If I'm talking about the women's division, she will make something a impressive way that everybody should see, everybody should concentrate. But after you show your things, I think it's a bad thing. And he didn't prove that or prove that he doesn't know what you're talking about that. But I could just say about that, Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill was a good wrestler, decent wrestler, like that. And we both are joined in the group and gaming and talking with my friends to show something, to experience the wrestling related. And everybody, I want to tell you something, the important things. If you are using the WWE Thunderdome, then you can just only log in, and it doesn't matter whether you have subscribed to the channel or not, but everybody wants to say that kar le bhai subscribe. Why can't you just say it's a
Indian language, why? You can just say it's an Indian language. I can just say only just Hindi words like that. Karle bhai subscribe like that. Or it's an English content. Because I live in India and something in a few words. Good things matter and bad things doesn't matter. And in India it will understand like that. And some Americans that know Hindi language, you can just say Karle bhai subscribe. Okay, you can just say please subscribe bro, please subscribe brother, you can just do it. And if you want to listen to my podcast, then go to Spotify, go to Stitcher, go to Apple Podcast and go to Google Podcast. And if you're not finding, go to some other podcast. It was available on Anchor, also Radio Cast, Radio Public, and other podcast listening platforms. It was, and it, you can just say that if you are users on international sites, then on USA iHeartRadio was available and radio.com was also available. So keep listening, and this is the ending of the episode. Bye bye. See you on the next episode. The Wrestling Radio by Arnav Chakraborty, of course, sponsored by Anchor. Bye bye. See you in the next episode.